103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Look at us.
Look at us.
Am I the jerk today? Got this one on Facebook. You can always write in, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. But mm-hmm. we do get a lot as well on Facebook.
That's
on the,
right.
On the Kiss FM Facebook. So this one comes from Shannon.
Okay, Shannon.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids.
That's rough, but we got to hear her out first.
Which really is her stepchildren.
Right.
If they're married.
Right.
She said, am I a jerk? My name's Shannon. My husband and I have been married for 20 years. He has 2 adult children and I have 4 adult children. His kids don't include me in anything. When they graduated college, I wasn't invited. When they got married, I was not invited to anything except the wedding and reception. Okay, so that you did get
I was going to say, you did get an invite. Okay.
But no rehearsal dinner or anything. No dress search, no bridal shower, no bachelorette party, invite.
Okay, stepmom, you're kind of asking for a lot of inclusion here.
And I don't know.
I got to finish hearing it out.
Then she says, both of his kids got $5,000 from my husband and myself when they got married.
Ooh.
Am I the jerk for wanting to distance myself from them? My husband has a great relationship with his children. It's completely opposite.
Mm.
But I have no desire and I don't want a relationship with my husband's kids. Help me out. Am I the jerk?
All right. Hey, that's a tall order.
You have to work on this.
Mm.
What do you, because it's kind of like, what do you do if they don't want anything to do with you?
Right. Well, I mean,
then what?
Are they sending a clear message by what they're clearly saying by the way they treat you?
They don't include her in anything.
Where
is he during all of this?
I wouldn't say anything. She was clearly at things, but the relationship might already be established and she hasn't been aware of it until recently. You know, this could be just how y'all operate.
They've been married for 20 years. She's known these kids a long time.
Yeah.
And they're not even inviting her to the rehearsal dinner or the your stepmom didn't get invited to the bridal shower.
They're
That's
adult.
Bad.
They're adult kids. Listen,
they don't like you.
That sounds
horrible.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm a vulnerable moment here, y'all. I don't necessarily know if my father would get remarried, whatever his situation evolves
mm-hmm.
in. I don't necessarily know that she'd be invited.
The stepmom.
Keep it a buck with y'all.
What
I don't know
if they were together
would.
For 20 years.
I don't know.
That's what makes this so weird, is that they've been together so long.
Yeah.
And she has, like, basically, she doesn't even want a relationship with them. I think as the parent, even as a step-parent, you always have to just be the bigger one with the kids, the bigger person, and be like, I'll be here if you need me.
Exactly.
I'm here. I'll call you. If you want a relationship, I'm here.
So
I feel like it's the kids who have to be the immature ones and cut you off, even if they're adults.
You got
to
accept your fate, man. I mean, mm-hmm. You got to play your role, and it is what it is. If you want to distance yourself, it's kind of your move. I'm saying not the jerk.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards not the jerk.
Yeah.
As long as their relationship with their father is good, that's all
thing.
That matters.
That's the thing.
Not to say you're of no consequence, because obviously your family dynamic's important, and if you're feeling some type of way, doing something about it. But if what you want to do about it is distance yourself,
it's
okay,
really
bye.
Strange, though, how the dad doesn't seem to be a bridge.
Yeah.
You'd think the dad would be a bridge to the stepmom, and he's just on his own little planet, like having his good. I'd be asking him.
They've been together 20 years. That's more than long enough for them to have figured out how their dynamic's going to work. She's clearly not seeing something that she's going, what? No.
So is she the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids?
Nah. I mean, a little bit, yeah. Like, if you think about it in a nutshell, yeah. But at the same time, no. You an adult. They're an adult. Y'all have made y'all decisions.
Because you're saying if it was my dad, I'd be like, nope.
Nah, probably not. Exactly. So I'm leaning towards no, not the jerk. This is personal.
I see texts and I see messages coming in. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, she's not the jerk. She's hurt.
Dang.
Somebody said she's a jerk and she needs to stop acting like a victim. Both ways it's going.
Well, all right. I guess we're going to discuss next, huh?
We sure are. Can't wait to hear this one.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Shannon wants to know if she's a jerk because she doesn't want a relationship with her husband's kids. She says they didn't include her in anything. When they graduated college, she wasn't invited. They got married. The only thing she was invited to was the wedding and reception, nothing else.
I mean, what more do you want?
A relationship with your stepkids.
You don't always get that. Yikes. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Y'all are grown.
Kelly's in Sheboygan this morning. We're going to find out what these people think. Kelly, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going. How about you guys?
We good. I mean, we're not the ones that are about to get decided on their fate for being a jerk or not. What do you say? Is she the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her stepkids?
I don't think anybody is a jerk.
Oh.
I don't think the children or even the lady, because she's been in their life for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't vibe.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Sure, you don't always love your family like that.
Right. And you can't force someone to be there for you. And if they're not reciprocating, nobody's a jerk. It's just they don't vibe.
Right. You got to accept that. It's tough, I know, but Kelly ain't wrong.
You ever had somebody look at you and go, I love you, but I don't like you?
Yeah, I do that to a lot of my family members.
I've done that. Well, I've had those discussions with family members before, too. So I get it, dude.
Yeah.
You can come back from it, but
true.
It's a thing. But
true.
You don't have to like the people that are you love.
And who's to say in 10, 15, 20 more years, they're not going to create a relationship, or they're going to feel some type of way and go, hey, we're sorry about how we treated you. We know it was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. And then you decide if you want to continue that relationship or if that door is closed.
Right. And they might be... I don't know why she's a stepmom or what happened with the dad and the original mom, but there might be some animosity towards that, or they just don't really want to vibe with her.
Right.
Everyone's texting in. There's more to this story.
Guaranteed.
Does she get along with the ex-wife? Since somebody texted in, they don't like you's right.
Oh.
Somebody said she's in denial about something she did for sure. We don't know anything.
Right.
Right. I mean, it could be something small where, like, she didn't let them wear skinny jeans to school one day or something silly like that. But there's probably more to the story. But it's honestly, like, if my dad got a new mom, I'm probably not going to be the nicest to the new mom right away.
Or for
20 years.
Yeah. Listen to this text, though. It said, Allie, she's not the jerk, but it's also that she doesn't want a relationship with them. They don't want a relationship with her.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, we can all see that, but we don't know why. Okay, thank you for calling, Kelly, as we play detective over here.
Right, have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. Callie's calling in Oak Creek this morning. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
All right. So Kelly said not the jerk for not wanting a relationship with her husband's kids.
I think not the jerk.
Ooh, two.
Wow. Everyone's saying cut it off.
Dang, right.
And like everyone else, I think there's definitely more to this story. I wonder where the husband and father kind of fall into place. Something's not right. Something's not adding up.
There's
more to the story. And the fact that it's gone on for 20 years.
Weird.
I think she's
not the jerk.
Whoa.
You can only have your, you know, be pushed away so many times by the children. And before, I think you would just say, time to focus on other things that want your attention and...
I get it. Somebody texted this in. Remember I said, where's the husband? He's got such a great relationship with his kids. Somebody said the husband is the jerk. 20 years after she feels this way, obviously the husband never gave her place. This means she was in these kids' lives since before teens, probably.
Why is it up to the husband to put these kids and the mother in their place? I mean, really, they got to establish their own relationship and work on that bond together.
Well,
and if they didn't do that or spend that time, you can't blame nobody.
I'll never pick a man over my kids.
Exactly.
But if my kids are talking disrespectful to an adult or a man in my house, I would say something. So that's where it gets icky.
I wonder if there's disrespect going on or if it's just shut off.
Right. Is it disrespect or is there lack of connection?
Different?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Callie.
I don't know. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. FBI Allie's on it. We'll let you know.
we're trying to figure it out, but Dave, we two for two. Have a great day, Callie.
Bye, Callie.
Appreciate your
call.
Right, love you guys. Good luck with the baby, DZ.
Thank you. Appreciate you. We love you back. Have a good day.
All right. Last but not least, Saucy Saunders on the phone. She was fired up. Fired up over here.
I'm different.
Everybody said,
good morning.
Not the jerk. What do you think, Saucy Saundra?
You brought a broom?
I am going to say she is the jerk.
Oh, why?
And I'm going to say she is the jerk because, hi, first off, she's not telling us the whole story.
True.
But second off, be an adult and communicate. Communicate with your husband, mm-hmm. communicate with your stepchildren. Tell them that it hurts your feelings that this goes on.
Oh.
And technically, she was the one who allowed this type of stuff. If they've been married for 20 years, she has allowed this to go on herself, and she is making herself a victim. I agree with that texter.
Santino texted saucy. In. He said, did they have any kids together? No, but they have their own separate adult children.
Blended family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm listening.
20 years, though, you guys.
I'm hearing all of this, Saucy. No, you speaking facts, because not to say she's victimizing herself, but she might have done this to herself. And for all we know, the family doesn't know that this is not how she wants the relationship mm-hmm. to go. She could seem standoffish as a stepmother, and who knows, mm-hmm. not really seem like she wants to have a relationship. So the kids never tried. And
that's true.
Well, it was up to you, and you never did anything. What are we going to
do? Well, that's what I'm saying. It's always on the parent, in my opinion. It's always on the parent. I don't care what anybody
says.
And
for me, I'd rather have a relationship with my stepdad than my mother. No offense or anything. Well, I guess so. I mean, but that's just how it is. It's just all in the communication.
What she said.
Says something offensive. No offense, though.
No offense, but offense.
Saucy, we love it. And you 10 toes on it. Honestly, you swaying me a little bit to the jerk side. I hear it.
Nice. Well, Sandra, we love your passion. So thanks for calling. And somebody texted in and said,
thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Facts, Sandra. Facts.
Some facts, Saucy.
Mm-hmm. So people agreed with her. Lots of people texting in, they thinking she was the mistress at some point. People are convinced that's why there's an issue. But we don't know because she never put anything in the message as to what the story is, other than that they don't want to have anything to do with her, and we don't know why.
I mean, that might be a big why, if that's the case,
dog. Is it 500 little moments where they didn't connect, or was it one big one, you were the other woman? We don't know. Sorry,
yikes.
FBI Alley's busy today. I can't do this detective work anymore.
Overall, though, as far as FBI work goes, it's decided not the jerk.
Wow.